Hi, Andrew. How are you?
How's it going?
Doing well, thanks.
First off, what stands out for you about this New England defense?
You know, I think they do a great job of creating turnovers at inopportune times for the offense and very opportunistic times for themselves. You see it in the red zone or backed up or when teams are on big drives. So I think they do a great job of that. And then I think they're just solid defense all the way around.
Andrew, I guess when looking at this secondary, is there any consistency, I guess, that you see in the coverage that you might want to, exploit? Give us your take.
Well, I think they do a great job of mixing up coverages and disguising coverages. So, it's hard to get a bead on what they're doing. And I think, they've got obviously some, banged up here and there. But, they do a great job, I think, of getting the job done, and so it'll be a very tough test for us.
What has Reggie Wayne meant to your overall professional development in terms of what he's been able to bring to the field this year?
Yeah, he's been great. He's one. He doesn't talk much. He's not going to sit down and lecture the young guys. But I think the way he works, the way he prepares during the week, the way he takes care of his body, the way he mentally prepares, all is a great example for all of us in the locker room. And, to boot, he's a great football player, and so it's fun getting able to throw to him.
I imagine as a young quarterback, you spent some time watching the Patriots-Colts rivalry and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning in particular. What are some of your early memories? If you did spend time watching, what are some of your early memories of that rivalry?
Oh, no, absolutely. I think as a young quarterback growing up, that's the opportunity to watch the two sort of benchmarks of quarterback play. I always tried to sit it down. I remember some great playoff games at both stadiums. I think Gillette had grass a while back, so fairly muddy sometimes late in the year watching them play. Those are always fun for a lot of people, including me.
Andrew, you've had obviously a great deal of success at Stanford. Your rookie year now in the NFL, you're having a success as well, 6-3. And obviously in the playoff picture heading into the final half of the season. What is your key to handling success?
Well, I think, put it in perspective, I think, I wouldn't define this, season successful by any means. We realize, we've put ourselves in a position, hopefully, to do some good things, but, we haven't, gotten to our end goal yet. And as far as college, you just realize, it's a great team game. It's we're fortunate to be able to play this game and try and have fun with it.
How would you characterize yourself as a leader?
That's a good question. Try and do the right thing. Try and work hard. Try and learn. From other guys. And if I have something to add or if I feel my opinion is pertinent, then make it known.
How tough is it to walk that line as a young guy because you're essentially in a leadership role, but at the same time, I imagine you want to be deferential to the veteran guys who've been there for a few years?
Yeah, no, it hasn't been too bad. I think, one, because I think our locker room's great with a lot of great veteran leadership, and it's a very comfortable locker room. So I do defer to them trying to defer to them on the things that, I realize I know nothing about and they do, and then I also realize as a quarterback, I guess you assume, some of the responsibility just by virtue of, talking in the huddle and having the play sort of run through you. But lucky to be part of a good locker room.
Andrew, so many times there's kind of a learning curve for rookie quarterbacks. Were you kind of expecting that for your first year, and has it been as smooth or smoother than you thought it would be?
Well, I knew that every day was going to be a new learning experience. Every game, every trip, whatever, every practice, it's going to be a new learning experience. And, some's gone well, some has been, bumpy, if you will, but trying to get better every day, and I think, continuing to improve, and the team's continuing to improve, which is good.
I think you're one of five or six rookies who have earned starts this year for NFL teams. Are guys coming out of college more ready to play the position in the league, or maybe our offense is sort of tailored and catered to what your skill sets are?
You know, I don't know. I can't speak for any of the other quarterbacks, but I'm glad I'm playing now. I think, you know, it's speeding up the learning process by a lot, by a couple factors. And I think, you know, what Coach Arians has done with the offense is great for me, and just, I mean, it fits with what I'm trying to do, or what this team's trying to do. So, yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
Andrew, one of the strengths of this Patriots defensive line is being able to rush a quarterback without too many blitzes. I guess, what do you see as the danger for you going against this team?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think the front four is incredibly stout. Will Fork, you know, one of the best nose tackle interior guys in the league, and then two very good pass or edge rushers on the sides. So they do get to the quarterback, and even if it's not a sack, it's sort of harass, force an early throw, force a quarterback out of the pocket. So that'll be a focus all week, and I'm sure our line will do a great job, and it'll be a great test for them.
Andrew, where do you feel you're at right now in terms of your accuracy and decision making?
Improving. I'm nowhere near what I'd like it to be. I wish, obviously, wish you could complete 100% of passes, and I realize too that a lot of my decisions have led to turnovers or negative plays. But I think I'm improving at it and realize, here's when I need to throw a ball away as opposed to trying to force it in there or just slide instead of taking a hit and maybe a fumble. So trying to improve in both areas.
Can you just speak on behalf of the team? Obviously, an unusual coaching situation with Chuck and Bruce, and can you just talk about how the team's handled that?
Yeah, it's very unusual situation, unprecedented situation somewhat. But I think that the guys have handled it very well. I think Coach Arian just done a great job. I think, most importantly, Chuck built a great foundation, and I think everybody realizes, what his vision was, so it's easy to buy into that, and I think Coach Arians has a great feel for, what the next steps are, and obviously Chuck's, still very heavily involved through text messages and phone calls and all that. But I think, it's easy when you have a good plan, it's easy for us as players to buy in.
How much pressure did you feel, being the number one pick, expected to come in and fill the role that Peyton Manning has held in Indianapolis for so long?
I didn't view it, like that. Obviously, as an athlete, I try and put pressure, a fair amount of pressure on myself to go out and succeed. But, I realize if I got caught up in trying to, fill Peyton's shoes or compare myself to him every day, that I'd probably go crazy because it's unattainable. So I try not to view it like that.
Where would you say your confidence is now compared to, in the offseason training camp?
I think, higher. That really is a product of getting experience and also being more comfortable with the playbook and everything that goes on with, weekly schedule and just how things operate.
When, in your rookie year, Andrew, your name is immediately mentioned in the same breath with your predecessor Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, who you'll be facing this week. What goes through your mind?
One, I definitely don't deserve to be in that sentence or breath, as you said. If someday if I can play at a level that Peyton and Tom play at, that'd be a quarterback dream come true.
Have you ever met Tom?
I have not.
Andrew, I think one of the things that's come out with the first half of the season is your athleticism. I read somewhere your vertical's the same as Cam Newton. Obviously, you've known you've been an athlete all along, but do you feel like you've opened eyes to a lot of other people about that part of your game?
I don't know. I try not to run. I realize this guy's much more athletic on this team that can do much better things with the ball in their hands than me. But I guess part of playing the position is when the time comes, when it's necessary to use your legs for a first down or to get a touchdown, whatever, might as well use them.
Andrew, after the Miami game, Reggie Wayne called you fearless. Why do you think he would have used that word in particular?
Trying to boost my confidence, I'm sure. But I'm not sure.